Blog Talk Radio.
Life seems to crush your dreams, so find your balance for all your needs. A little work, some family fun. Find your love, keep your life on the run. Told you how the story goes, so write your own script before you grow old. Live your life, laugh out loud. Own who you are, stand up proud. You gotta find what works for you. Find a balance that lets you be you.
Good afternoon, or good evening as it may be. Welcome to the Star Chamber Show live podcast for episode number 352. And tonight, today, as it were, it's only 6 p.m. Eastern as I am broadcasting. It's a special edition of the show, and it's not going to be a full 90-minute show. It's going to be about an hour long today. We thought this week we'd bring you a preview of Imaginarium 2023, which, of course, is the convention that the Star Chamber Show is affiliated with, and give you a snapshot of everything at the moment with the convention. So, unfortunately, it's been a heck of a week. So I will be hosting solo today. Holly is recovering. She had a medical emergency this week. We had a full night in an ER room where we stumbled out in the early daylight and exhausted. And so, yeah, that definitely threw a little bit of upheaval in the week. It was rough. And to say the least, as anyone knows who's stayed up overnight in a hospital and lots of interesting characters late night in a hospital, let me tell you. But we had Holly in there, and it was quite an ordeal. She had definitely prayers and thoughts are welcome for her. She's recovering. She's on some really effective medications, and she's doing as well as can be at the moment. But yeah, she's definitely laid up in bed. And I am definitely going to be helping guide you today on this. And but we would welcome, if anyone does want to call in who is a panelist attending Imaginarium, a guest, somebody that's on the staff, you're welcome to do so, of course. And that number is 619-639-4616, 619-639-4616. And I will be taking those calls in just a few minutes. But it's been, every week we try to give you updates on current things going on with the convention. And so we're going to kind of wrap it all together. We did have some new folks come aboard since last week as far as guest and panelist announcements. So I do want to give them their proper spotlight. One, of course, is a regular listener of the Star Chamber Show. So that is awesome. And so we last week, we proudly welcomed J.L. Mulville and then Clayton Barnett. You've heard his name here on the show more than a few times. Then also Amy Benton Garvey, Becky Muth, also writes as R.A. Muth, and K.M. Raggle, who's just a wonderful person who is an author, editor, a publisher. And so, yeah, the great group. Five more panelists have been added to our ever-growing guest list. I mean, it is an amazing group of guests that we have set for the 10th anniversary, the 2023 edition. So it's going to be quite a lot of good content in the programming. And that's really coming together like gangbusters. And we have released a chunk of it so far. We'll be going over some of the specifics here in a couple of minutes, but needless to say, there's going to be some fantastic panel workshop programming, our best yet, and I would argue also our best guest list yet for the 10th anniversary. Kind of what you want, in every year to get a little better, grow a little more and add a little more content. So yes, that is the case for certain, even now this early. I mean, it's only February the 9th as I broadcast it. That will not take place until July. So still plenty of time to get set and and get involved if you haven't already. So, but yes, I do want to acknowledge the folks that brought you this special edition. And shout out to Carol Preflatus, who is in the chat room right now. Chat room is open, and I will be doing my best to look at any comments there regarding the topic at hand. And but Carol is a fantastic author of the Nathan Perry Mystery Series. And glad to see you, Carol. Yes, this is not our usual time, but with the Holly's health emergency and everything, yeah, there's no way we could have brought you a coherent show on our normal Wednesday slot. So, yeah, we want to bring you something good and quality. So here I am. And yes, if you can be kind today and deem me as good and quality, that is. Anyhow, I wanted to give you the spotlight here real quick to the two amazing folks that brought you today's special show edition, and that would be Sandy Linder, the one and only Genre Blender, and Per Bostet Publications. That literary triumvirate with Teely Harris, Marion Allen, and Sarah Marion. So here we go with a little bit about Per Bostet. Per Bostet Publications is a small press based in the Louisville metro area, specializing in speculative fiction and other outside-the-box books. 40 titles in print and ebook formats, and a handful of audiobooks. Per Bostet offers a little bit of everything. Follow the investigations of Private Eye, David Blaze, and M.B. Dabney's An Untidy Affair, a historical mystery set during the 1985 police bombing of the Move House in Philadelphia. Or join the psychic private investigator Alan Rodriguez in New Mexico in A Handful of Dirt by Janie Franz as he tries to clear an elderly man wrongfully accused of murder. You can find these titles and more at PerBostetPublications.com at Amazon, or you can find the press in person at regional events such as Imaginarium Convention in July. Per Bostet Publications, where timeless tales unfold. Yeah, thank you very much, Per Bostet, for your awesome, awesome support. Really, really do appreciate it. Yeah, just steadfast support of us, of the writing community, everything. I mean, just a great, great group of folks. Buy a book from them and show them your appreciation in that way. They got so many great titles. And also to buy a book from a Sandy Linder. And I've got a book recommended for you because I've read it. I'm familiar with it. And it's also featured in this spot. But yes, perfectly timed for Valentine's Day next week. So check this out.
Who puts a vampire in charge of a romantic bed and breakfast? Author Sandy Linder does. But the dashing Caleb O'Dan has more good sense than his author, and he delegates all the party planning. This lets him concentrate on protecting his fairy love interest from nasty trolls. Order Sandy's latest vampire novel, My Fairy Valentine, for a paranormal sweet romance laced with horror and mystery amid a Colorado mountain love boat cast. Yep, you heard all that. My Fairy Valentine is available now from Sandy Linder. Come on back to the Rose Chateau and fall in love with vampires again.
Thank you, Sandy, and yes, a great book to pick up for Valentine's Day next week. Yeah, coming right around the corner, folks. So, yeah, support Sandy. Thank you, Sandy, for your support. And, yes, 10th anniversary. Time flies, I tell you. When I first got the idea for this convention and founded it, my vision was pretty straightforward and simple. I just wanted something that had the atmosphere, the fun, the relaxed atmosphere of the convention, but had all that meat and good content, rich content of a major national writing conference. And when it comes to writing, you know, I thought two things right away. I wanted to be welcoming to all genres of writers, and I also wanted it to encompass all spheres of writing. So that includes things like screenwriting, writing for the gaming and comic worlds, songwriting, you know, lyric writing and things like that, you know, not just writing prose. So that was kind of the vision starting out, and I'm happy to say that that is definitely what we've got here, here 10 years later, as we head toward the big first big milestone year. And yeah, it's been It's been a long road since we actually started our first Imaginarium ever, the first year. It began with a fire alarm, and that is a true story. Yeah, you may have heard the legend. It is true. Literally at the hour that the convention was scheduled to begin, yes, a fire alarm broke. So, yes, we started with a bang, and it was quite a lot of fun. I don't know if Carol remembers that. I believe she was there at the first one. That was quite an adventure, and looking to definitely not have too many of those along the way. But we've definitely gone through a few venues, and currently we have a great one. It's at the Holiday Inn Louisville East, and it is just an absolutely wonderful venue. It's a very modern facility. The space is just perfect. Perfect for what we are doing right now. Chances that we may become too big for it in the long run as far as, the number of attendees, but where we stand right now, I mean, it's definitely one that counts everyone. There's still, I should mention also, there's still space in the hotel block. We do have a discounted room rate. You can get that link off the Imaginarium site. There is a hotel, host hotel link on the Imaginarium site at enterTheImaginarium.com, and you can take advantage of that, space permitting. It did sell out. 100% of rooms did sell out last year. I would not wait because this year traffic and momentum is even bigger than last year. So this will, I'm pretty confident it's going to sell out early, much earlier than last year. So I would not wait on that. Yeah, definitely get your room set, because anytime you're attending a convention, it just makes life so much easier to stay on site. That way you could take part in the evening programming and any networking that you're doing or social, interaction or entertainment, all those kind of things without having any worries kind of hovering over you. And you can always, and it's always great to have a room to step out of the fray. And if you're having a busy day and just need some time to kind of quiet time, just to kind of regroup at, and you're having a really busy day, it's always great to have a room to go to do that, believe me. So it does make a difference. I think it's worth it. So while they still do have space, I would at least get your reservations set. And turns out that Carol actually does. She said in the chat room that she does have a photo of everyone outside at that year one fire alarm incident, which is classic. That's great. That's historical, Carol. You ought to get that printed out and bring it. Carol's also, I should mention, a fantastic photographer. Some people may not know that about Carol, but she is a great photographer in addition to being an exceptional wordsmith. So definitely that'd be cool. Carol is going to be there this summer, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Carol selling a lot of books, because I think, we're going to have a good environment for that at the show. And so we definitely want to try to get some good sales for all the authors and vendors and everything. And the new venue has one of the things I love about the new venue is it's made it possible to expand our vending and our expo space. And so we finally were able to do something I've been wanting to do for a while, and that's actually have a creatives alley in addition to the main expo hall. Main expo hall, of course, is locked down at the end of hours, and so more of the complicated, more elaborate displays are going to be in there. But we do, at a discounted rate, do have vending space that runs through the main concourse of the hotel, and I think it works really well for just bringing a lot of liveliness to the facility. Definitely, I think, raises the energy level and just makes it a lot more fun, to have displays running all through the concourse of the event. So, yeah, we have both Creatives Alley and, of course, the main hall. Got some great new vendors coming in. Just brought in, I'm going to be getting up a page on the site that's going to give you an expo preview. And this is going to be a really cool addition, I think, because, you know, every year in a growing convention, I mean, you start attracting a lot of very interesting vendors, and some start coming back with you every year, and then you start getting some new ones that bring some really unique kind of offerings. And, yeah, we just got a phenomenal comic book dealer that's coming in, for those of you that collect comics, who has gotten a fairly sizable spot. But, yeah, we've got some great jewelry and artists, and we've got, of course, we've got healthcare and body product folks. We've got, I mean, it's a really nice mix. It's not just people with books, though I will say that we've got a great array of authors and publishers and folks like that exhibiting. So you'll definitely be able to meet and interact with a lot of great writers that way. But mixed in with them are going to be a lot of really cool things. So, yeah, definitely you'll be able to get some very unique souvenirs, a lot of handcrafted items too, and a lot of memorabilia, a lot of collectibles. Going to be some beautiful displays coming in this year. So, yeah, definitely want to check out the expo. There's still a little space remaining in both Creative's Alley and Main Expo Hall. Those are going to be full, and it's going to be sooner than later. So if you are intending to get any expo space, I would definitely do so at the nearest opportunity, because, yeah, they're going at a faster rate than ever. So we've, yeah, we've picked up some really good vendors just in the last week, and so that's going well. But the expo, again, is split into two, or it contains two components, Creative's Alley and, of course, the Main Expo Hall. And along with that, of course, you're going to be, you know, see a lot of guests and panelists that are involved in that expo. Of course, they are also involved in our extensive programming. And this year, I mean, our guest list is just absolutely spectacular. Our guest of honor, I mean, it goes without saying, he's one of the most iconic fantasy authors in the world, one of the best-selling living fantasy authors in the world. Of course, that's Terry Brooks. And, of course, of the Shannara series, yeah, and, of course, the Shannara Chronicles, that was such a big show on TV. Yes, this is that Terry Brooks. And every person I know that's met him at a convention says he's absolutely amazing and a wonderful person to interact with, and that definitely reflects the Imaginarium spirit. And so, yeah, he is our guest of honor this year, and I am both honored and excited to have him. Been just a lot of interest in his visit with us coming this summer. And but then, I mean, it goes without saying that, you know, we have just an amazing, amazing group of spotlighted guests and panelists, and we have named two Imaginator guests. One is great for those of you that are mystery and thriller authors who love true crime. We've got a big guest for you there, Jeff Mudgett, author, historian, publisher. Of course, he is the creative force behind American Ripper, and he's the one who is a direct descendant of the one and only H.H. Holmes, the first American serial killer, which, I mean, I actually learned a ton about in the past year through the show and through getting to know Jeff. And it's just, I mean, it just blows my mind how H.H. Holmes is not a bigger name in relation to, you know, the serial killer world. Because, I mean, his history was, I think, in many ways more elaborate and definitely more, I mean, just more intricate than a lot of the stories of many of the others. And I think, and he paralleled the time of Jack the Ripper. So it's really interesting. And Jeff's series, I encourage you to watch it, American Ripper on TV. It was originally, you know, I think it was a History Channel. But if I'm not wrong, it's currently on Hulu, I think. But a simple Google search will take you right to who currently has it. But it's definitely worth a watch. And I think it will get any mystery, true crime enthusiast, or thriller author very fired up about Jeff Mudgett's visit with us. He is going to do a mock trial of H.H. Holmes, and he's also got a presentation that's complete, that's updated with new information that's even come out since the series, that backs his theory about H.H. Holmes possibly being the same individual as Jack the Ripper. And I know that's controversial. I know there's a lot of Ripperologists that get worked up about that, but I tell you, the evidence is interesting to explore, to say the least. The time parallels are very extraordinary, and just a really interesting tale. And so, yeah, we've got a good one for you all, true crime, mystery, thriller folks. And then along with Jeff Mudgett, we also have Imaginator guest Dacre Stoker. And yes, that Stoker name probably sounds familiar, because yes, it is. It is definitely the great grandnephew of Bram Stoker, and of course he's released. He's also the best-selling, award-winning author who has released the official prequel and sequel to the book Dracula by Bram Stoker, and he also conducts European tours that are Bram Stoker themed, and I want to go on one of those. So if you all want to get me like a birthday present at some point, I will gladly accept one of those, because I think that'd be fascinating, because he is an extremely intelligent individual. Just immersed historian, and just a really, really gifted author. And from what I'm told, I mean, he's bringing a display for the expo, and from what I'm told, he's bringing a lot of Bram Stoker authentic memorabilia. So you're going to get to see some interesting Bram Stoker items at Imaginarium 2023. And he is giving more than one workshop and presentation in our programming. And, I can just say that he's just a pleasure to deal with, just a really fascinating person. And I think that you're all going to walk away from Imaginarium definitely loving this guy. He's absolutely great. And I also want to move on, give you a little bit of spotlight. I mean, we have well over 100 guests and panelists at this point, and the list will grow to well over 150, between 150 and 200 by the time of the event, because we have new announcements every week in that area. So I won't be able to mention everyone, but I do want to give you a few. Don't if you're listening and you are a guest or panelist and I don't mention you right now, don't worry, it's not anything personal. It's just simple volume. But I do want to give people a little bit of a snapshot of some of the kinds of folks that we have at the event. And of course, returning as Toastmasters, the one and only Tony Acree. And he's a super talented, award-winning, best-selling author, publisher, and of course with Hydra Publications, that is his press, a screenwriter and a filmmaker, really a really good screenwriter. And Holly has worked out a special screenwriting workshop with Tony that's going to be absolutely fantastic, and that is going to be going up on the site very soon, I would say within the next week. Along with, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think a Lee Pennington poetry workshop. We'll be getting to Lee in just a second. But yeah, Tony is absolutely phenomenal and a lot of fun. And he's been our Toastmaster since the second year, and definitely is going to be there at year 10. As far as spotlighted guests goes, I mean, we have some amazing folks and some big success stories. One is Brian D. Anderson. We recently announced him, but he is one of the he was one of the top five finalists for Audible.com for Fantasy Book of the Year in 2015, and he's also one of the biggest selling indie authors during the indie author explosion. And he has sold over 500,000 books independently. And as if that's not enough, he got a 3-book deal with Tor Books. And he's currently writing short fiction for the Conan the Barbarian franchise. And, he also became the first independent author in history to secure a 6-figure audio-only deal for his highly anticipated 2-book sequel of the Godling Chronicles. So, yes, I mean, that's the kind of, we have people like this that are among our guests, some people that are true major success stories in the indie book world, and these are people that are there for you to ask questions from, get insights from, their brain, get to know them, and it's just going to be absolutely fantastic. And you know, like I said, we have authors of all genres, and we have you know, another author with almost a million sales, and that's, yes, that's million, USA Today best-selling award-winning author Haley Bridgman, who writes action-packed romantic suspense. So she's going to be one of our spotlighted guests at the event. We also have filmmakers, and I would like to mention one, Chase Dudley, who is definitely a phenomenal filmmaker and has produced several award-winning feature films. He's produced and directed four, with another one going into production, I believe, this summer. But he definitely is a great example of the kind of rising independent filmmaker that we have. We also have, among our spotlighted guests, we have Tanita Johnson. And Tanita is awesome. She's going to be giving a keynote speech at our opening ceremonies. And so she is going to be our keynote speaker. And she is amazing. I mean, she's an author, editor, poet, publisher, a journalist, and a playwright. So, yeah, she's got over 25 years in journalism, writing, and editing. And she also is a book coach. And so, I mean, but, yeah, she was there last year, and just everybody that met her absolutely loved her. And so, yeah, she's going to be coming back shortly. And we got Tori Jones, filmmaker, joining us. Yeah, definitely another rising independent filmmaker out of this region who's done several features and won a slew of awards for them. And also is really knowledgeable when it comes to crowdfunding and that area of the independent film world. And so, yeah, he's going to be coming and participating in programming. Of course, the great Bram Stoker award-winning Michael Nost, author and editor. And, yeah, just he has had a number of books on writing that he's spearheaded, Writer's Workshop of Horror, which has two volumes, the Writer's Workshop of Science Fiction and Fantasy, which, I mean, these had some big league contributors. I mean, like in the horror side, the first edition of that had guys like Clive Barker, for instance, and then like in the fantasy one, I mean, he had contributions from folks like Neil Gaiman, and I mean, just absolutely amazing stuff with Michael Nost, and he always gives some of the best workshops that you could possibly get. I mean, true national caliber writing and editing workshops, and so you do not want to miss him. I can promise you that. And then I mentioned earlier that we have Lee Pennington, who is a Kentucky Poet Laureate of the state of Kentucky, and just a true, I mean, just a truly amazing creative. I mean, as a poet, I mean, he's had over 1,300 poems published in more than 300 magazines. He's authored more than 23 books. He's produced over 21 documentaries. And again, you know, he has lifetime appointment in the state of Kentucky as Poet Laureate. And just, I mean, even at the University of Louisville, I mean, they have the Lee and Joy Pennington Cultural Heritage Gallery, which contains his works in all areas. And yeah, he's going to be giving a poetry workshop. And believe me, that he doesn't give many of these. I think last year was the first one that he had given in several years as far as poetry workshops go. And but he is going to be back and giving another one this year. And I'll have info up on that shortly. But yeah, he is just one of those people. Like I said, there's so many guests that alone are enough reason to attend. But yeah, he'll be coming to that, to this. And William Joseph Roberts, we have a number of great presses, independent presses, small presses, and you know, of course, we have a lot of self-published folks that have great success stories. But William is with Three Ravens Press, and yeah, he's just an amazing writer of science fiction, fantasy, and post-apocalyptic stories. And yeah, he's a big award winner as well. But just a true character. You'll definitely see him in the expo hall. And then also I'd like to mention Lydia Shearer, She is another one of those folks that has a big success story to share, and she is really going to be bringing some great workshops to the event, and I'll be mentioning those in just a second. But she's an award-winning USA Today best-selling author who has over 500,000 in book sales, and also has published a Gamelet series with New York Times best-selling author John Ringo. And needless to say, I mean, yeah, she's definitely a big success story. Thrilled to have Lydia joining us. Then if you are in some of the other areas of writing, as far as like, I can't recommend her enough, and that would be Virginia Smith. And she is an author and editor who's written more than 50 novels and also 2 illustrated children's books and numerous articles and short stories. And she does a lot of things ranging from lighthearted romance to suspense. And she's also been a finalist and won in many international awards. And Virginia Smith is just an absolute pleasure to know as a person. And you definitely don't want to miss her when you come to Imaginarium. We also have spotlighted guest Demetrius Witherspoon, who looks like he's going to be working with the folks at Disney on an animated series. The details on that, I think, are pending, but he did put out some very interesting posts that seemed to indicate things in that direction. So, he's created an entire independent created universe by himself. And believe me, I've followed his story for many years. I mean, he's been coming to Imaginarium for years. Consider him definitely a friend. And he is just a go-getter. I mean, he's a filmmaker, screenwriter, comic creator, game designer, publisher, author. I mean, you name it, he's done it, and, you know, created a great merchandise line. But with his just completely grassroots, has created just an amazing science fiction franchise that's so multifaceted. And I mean, he even has animated shows, it has movies, it has all this merchandise, comics, novels, card games. I mean, it's amazing what Demetrius has done, and definitely do not want to miss him when you come to Imaginarium. And then you got folks of the scholarly bent, like Michael Williams. Michael is one of the original Dragonlance authors, and if you've heard of, I'm sure you've heard of that if you're anywhere near the fantasy world, but the best-selling Dragonlance series. He's one of the OGs, as they say, in that area. But he also is, more recently, he does a lot of very literary, magical realism kind of writing. And he's got a very, really intriguing City Quartet that he's put out the past few years. That's 4 books that can be read in any order or as standalone novels, but they're all kind of interconnected. Really fascinating literary project, really amazing how each of them is written, and definitely worth checking out if you get a chance. But he was recently retired as a professor from the University of Louisville, and just an amazing individual. He had a PhD in humanities, and he focused at Louisville on the modern fantastic and fiction and film. And he is a good example of some of the academic folks that we have. We do have a lot of folks that are, from the academic world, and they bring some really interesting programming to our panel workshop programming. Definitely worth checking out at Imaginarium. So now I'll go on a little bit. We also, in addition to spotlighted guests, we have numerous panelists. And the panelists are, I encourage you to browse them. I mean, because we got some amazing folks in this list. I mean, I'll give you a few examples. Like I said, I can't give you examples on everybody, but I'll give you examples on a few. But we have like Paul J. Hoffman. He's an author, publisher, editor, journalist, for example, and he's been involved in publishing since 1985. He had a career as a sports writer, news editor, and special publications editor at newspapers in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana during 34-year journalism career. And, he's penned everything from nonfiction, true crime, books just amazing, amazing. And he's now spearheading Pathbinder Publishing, and just a very talented individual. Definitely one to meet if you come to Imaginarium. Also coming for the first time this year, we have E.E. Isherwood. He is an author and historian. He is a New York Times best-selling indie author with over 40 post-apocalyptic thrillers. And great thriller author. His books kind of focus on things like EMPs and asteroids and all kinds of wild stuff. But if you're into thrillers, you definitely want to meet him and get to know him and go to the panels and workshops that he's on. He is definitely E.E. Isherwood is definitely an amazing writer. And one of the examples of one of the new faces this year at Imaginarium, we always try to bring in folks that you love every year. And then we also try to mix that in with some new faces. And so it's always good to see some new folks there and welcome them to our Imaginarium family. You don't want to miss that at all. When you come there, get to know the folks that are the convention favorites and get to know the folks that are going to be the new convention favorites as well with them. So it's going to be pretty awesome. And I mentioned that Carol Preflatish is in the chat room right now and going over there, checking this out here. Carol did mention that she had attended Tony Acree's screenwriting workshop last week, and it was awesome. So that's cool. It's good to hear Carol. She is the author of the Nathan Perry Mystery Series, and she is also a member of Sisters in Crime Writing Association. And, of course, that is tied to the group that I just love, the Derby Rotten Scoundrels of Louisville. So they are Kentucky, Little Kentucky Sister in Crime chapter, and just a great bunch of authors. And incidentally, they are individual patrons of Imaginarium, and you will get to meet others from their group there. Imaginarium has several writing groups that do attend, We've got romance writers groups, mystery thriller groups, speculative fiction groups. And you get a lot of attendees in that area. And Carol, like I said, she is a really good photographer. And who knows, maybe she'll set up a gallery at some point at Imaginarium. I don't know. And she has a very cool cat that listens to our show, I should add. And just saying, the host hotel does allow you to bring your four-legged family members. So who knows, maybe Carol will bring her cat to Imaginarium. You just never know. But great, great person who I think very highly of, and one that you definitely want to meet when you come to the event. And then we have some, new faces, P.L. Riven. She is a fantasy author, a historian, a freelancer, and a content creator. I mean, she is just a go-getter. We had her on the Star Chamber show not too long ago. It was at least in the fall, I believe, or late fall. So if you want to go back and check Star Chamber show episodes, you could find that one. But she was just a fantastic guest. But she is a pro writer and a scholar, and definitely looking forward to having her attend Imaginarium as a panelist. She's going to be fantastic. Coming with her is I'm looking forward to this. And this is in the area. I want to give you an idea of some of the range that we have coming here. But this is her husband, and his name is Ryan Chestnut. And he is actually an app development technology and in the video game world. And he's the founder of the Video Gamers Alliance. It's a gaming community that specializes in the creation of social media app GameSpeak, and it kind of merges the game industry with community building. He is one of those guys that knows tech really well. And we are going to have a lot of folks in the area of gaming, both video gaming as well as tabletop and role-playing gaming, and that ties a little bit into the gaming climate that we have at Imaginarium. We do have an active gaming room that will be running live games all weekend for people to participate in. It became very popular last year. It's definitely a great spot to go and take a break at. We have Bloat Games is going to be once again running that. Of course, Eric Bloat and Josh Palmer, great guys, and they run that. But yeah, there's going to be, in addition to playing famous games there, like, you know, if you're into Dungeons and Dragons or, you know, Magic the Gathering and, you know, popular mainstream games like that, certainly be a lot of that, a lot of indie games, and then a lot of demos, and a lot of demos of games by folks attending who are game designers and folks that are wanting to get more word out about new projects. And in that area, I'll mention David Shearer. He's a publisher and a game designer. And if you like cats, you're really going to like his debut card game, Cat Magic, the game. And that was just released in 2022, and it was fully funded on Kickstarter within just a few hours of being launched. But David is a really super good guy. I was really glad that he was able to join us this year, and he's going to be giving some really cool stuff in our programming. And I'm going to shift over to that in just a second after I mention about, I'd say a couple more from our list of attendees. And we also want to, it's hard to just I'm almost picking them out randomly here because they're all so good. It's hard to you know, just spotlight a few out of this big list here. But you have to if you're doing a show. So we will go ahead and give you a little look at Katie Carradine, and she is coming all the way from California, and I'm looking forward to her attending. And she has a debut fantasy novel, Rain Returned, which has been featured in all kinds of magazines and reviews, and it's really, really gotten amazing reception. But she lives in Northern California and will be joining us this summer. And she's also a good example of one of those new faces that you're definitely going to want to meet while you're at Imaginarium this summer. So next, yes, let's shift over to that programming. And as I often say, this is kind of the heart and soul of Imaginarium is kind of that content and programming. And that's it's definitely, I'm looking in here. We got Clayton in there in the chat room. It's good to see him. Yes, Clayton, I mentioned you earlier, by the way, as one of our panelists. And yeah, he's got a really good AI themed. Yes, AI, that's all the rage these days. But Clayton's books, the machine civilization world, focus in that area. And so, he's got a great panel that he's going to be involved with at Imaginarium. And that is a great segue for us to come over here to the panels and workshops that are going to be released at Imaginarium. Like I said, our content covers everything. I mean, there's craft of writing, there's industry stuff, there's stuff on genres, and there's thing, you know, we've got divided on the site into different areas like writer, writing, and publishing panels, filmmaking and screenwriting or gaming or music. Yeah, we've got them divided up so you can navigate a little bit easier as far as like the general topics. But for example, Clayton, I just mentioned his panel is Thinking Machines. And he's going to have a discussion about the world of thinking machines, such as the ones contained in his books, Expert Systems and AIs, Fiction Around Us, and what's going on in this world today. It's a red hot topic, and of course it's definitely a big part of the writing world. So in terms of relevancy and timeliness, I mean, this is going to be an extremely, extremely interesting one. I mean, this is one actually I'm personally interested in because I'm definitely very focused on the AI and world and, you know, how it's being integrated in our society. And so we've got stuff like that. Then we have, and this is one that I think that there's a good room for debate on. We have some that are debate like space operas, sci-fi or fantasy. And so it takes a look at space operas And, you know, whether or not they do qualify as fantasy, a lot of awards organizations will strictly classify them as sci-fi and not allow them for fantasy awards. And that's something that I think, you know, merits some discussion, you know, when you look at a franchise, just to use an example, you know, mainstream like Star Wars or something like that, something that is not just like hard science fiction, but takes place in a futuristic or high-tech setting, but does involve things like the fantastical or, for lack of a better word, magic or the, you know, other speculative elements that you typically would find in fiction or fantasy fiction. You know, I think that's a good topic for debate, and we have those kind of panels. So space operas, sci-fi, or fantasy, and then we also have some kind of like mental health, mental illness type panels, because those are very valuable, especially to creatives that are this is definitely a topic of interest to a lot of creatives. That Sandy Lender is going to be moderating one that says it's okay to say I'm not okay, and it's a mental health wellness panel with tips for handling the best mental health practices as a creative individual. And Sandy is superb, and I guarantee you that panel will be well worth attending. Then we have, you know, practical ones like increasing reviews, discussion on being ways to increase your reviews on an indie budget, and the importance of reviews and getting those for writers. And then again, you know, another practical one, how to get your newsletter out the door, where Sandy Lender discusses email list newsletter platforms and technical info and horror stories from the trenches and all kinds of stuff involved in building a creative's newsletter. So that, you know, even though that's in the writer and publishing panel area on our site, that one applies can be applied, I think, to any type of creative, indie filmmakers, game developers. I mean, anyone there to make a, you know, can make a workshop with. We've also got some real neat historical ones. So this one's more of a film one, but 125 years of Dracula on film, moderated by Dacre Stoker. You know, the Dacre Stoker, you know, the direct descendant of Bram Stoker. And he's going to be, it's going to be an interactive panel, and they're going to be narrowing down the top actors in the world's 125 years of Dracula on film. So that'll be a fun one, definitely to check out. Another one on how to improve your screenwriting, and that's the panel format one. Sometimes we have panels on a topic that we also cover in the workshop area. And workshop areas, you know, are definitely, you know, panels, you know, you can, you know, more for passively watching. Workshops are more for those situations where you're actively engaging and participating in when you attend. They also have one in that area about streaming platforms. Have they helped or hurt the industry? And this also, again, applies not only to independent filmmakers, but a lot of booktubers as well. There's a lot of folks in the book world that have YouTube channels and things like that, and you want to definitely cover that. So, yeah, those are kind of folks will want to attend this as well, because it's going to be a very thorough discussion on streaming platforms. And then looking down a little bit, you know, as far as the workshops goes, As far as the workshops go, I should say, we have just some amazing stuff as far as ICU, Invisible Disabilities Representation in Young Adult Literature, Katie Carradine, who I just mentioned before. And in this workshop, she talks about a condition that's not readily visible, but it impacts a person's life, really affects them greatly, but it's not visually something that you can see easily right off the bat. But this talks about tips and insights of integrating those type of characters and what's involved in young adult literature, and that's going to be a really cool one. Descriptive writing and creativity of J.L. Mulvihill, I can tell you she is fantastic in that area, and basically in terms of setting the scene with using all of your senses and blending that with past experiences and some tech. She's going to talk about how she integrates Google Maps when she's doing descriptive writing, and so that's going to be I think a can't miss workshop for folks that want to improve their writing in that area. Then we have one by Lydia Shear, Building a Firm Financial Foundation for Your Author Career. And that's from Lydia Shear. And it talks about the business side of being an author and creative. And it talks about how she goes about, you know, her planning and financial planning and the financial principles that she uses. And again, she's not a, you know, we have to say not a licensed financial advisor, and it's not official financial advice, but she is definitely sharing her best practices and wisdom from her own personal experience that has led to her selling over 500,000 books. So, yes, she knows a few things about that, and she's developed a very successful career. And so, yeah, she's going to be giving you insights into some of the mechanics behind the business side of that. And then Joanne Skye, this is a good one. This is Before You Hire an Editor. Everybody needs an editor at some point in the process, whether you're self-published or published. But there is stuff that needs to be done before you hire that editor or hand it off to an editor if you're, you know, with a press. And so this is kind of about the line editing techniques to power up your vocabulary, tighten copy editing techniques, and it's for writers to basically develop the best copy possible in a manuscript before handing it in. And Joanne Skye is a great presenter, and so that's going to be one that you're definitely not going to want to miss. And then I mentioned earlier that we have you know, some other areas like the game development area, and David Shear, I'd mentioned him in regards to his cat card game that was funded within hours on Kickstarter and has gone to be very successful. But in this discussion, in this workshop area, it's titled, I Have Created a Game, Now What? But in this discussion, you're going to learn how to get your game in production and have a completed project to market and sell in the game area. So that might be a good one for authors, too, and all that are wanting to expand and take their franchises over into game development and having game offerings from your IP, your creative world that you've made. So that's one you probably want to definitely put on the list if you're looking to grow your world, your creative world, your franchise. Who knows, maybe a Nathan Perry game from Carol, or a Machine Civilization card game from Clayton. You never know. But if you want to get tips on how to do that from somebody that's done it successfully, yes, Imaginarium has that for you. So, yeah, definitely going to be some amazing programming in panels and workshops at Imaginarium. So I'm going to come over here. Yeah, just take a look and see if we have anybody asking questions. And yes, and I'm glad you agree with me. Clayton also agrees with me that Star Wars is fantasy. Yes, I argue that till I'm blue in the face, even though people give me lots of trouble sometimes. But I will argue that that is epic fantasy in a space setting, till and I will not back down from that. So, thank you, Clayton. That's great. But, yeah, you don't want to miss his workshop, though. That's going to be great. Thinking Machines, Saint Tay, Pray for Us, from Clayton Barnett. So, yeah, getting on a little bit because we don't have a whole lot of time left in the show, but give you some reviews there. We're going to have a new film festival room that's going to have a red carpet, folks. Yes, presentation on the film fest this year is going to have some very visual, some visual changes, and I think people are going to love them. So, yes, get ready for a new film festival screening room at Imaginarium. And so far we have just phenomenal submissions, and they're still open. Call for entries is still open, so make sure you get those in through Film Freeway and the International Screenwriting Association for screenplays. But we take feature films, short films, documentaries, web series, music videos, and screenplays as well. And everything is judged and juried, and definitely, yeah, full array of awards and at the banquet. And the film festival this year, I think, is going to be definitely the best yet. The projects coming in now are absolutely great. It's going to be very difficult to name official selections for our indie film selection committee. I know it's going to be tough because the stuff coming in right now is super competitive, but definitely want to get stuff in. We got the regular deadline still open, and then there will be a late deadline available. But yeah, right now, take advantage of the regular deadline for sure. But that's going to be a big part of our event. And that ties a little bit into the Imagine Awards, which, of course, are a series of literary awards, full range of categories. And we have added a few new ones this year, such as comics and graphic novels for the very first time. But the Imagines are open for nominations until February 24th. So you still have a little over 2 weeks left to get in a nomination. And then the finalists will be chosen by the committee. And then the finalists will be judged, and then you will have your Imagine Award winners announced at our awards banquet, which will take place on the evening of July 15th, right on that Saturday during Imaginarium. They will have awards for the film festival. We'll have staff awards. We'll have the Imagine Awards. We'll have the Wings Award for the second time from Michael Nost will be given. Which is fantastic, and we will have some other awards coming as well. We're not finalized on a couple things, so I will hold back on announcing those yet, but definitely the full gamut of awards will be presented. Of course, we have some great entertainment always at our awards banquet, and there are dinner tickets for those that want dinner service. There's still some available. There's not many, so that's another thing like vending space. You do not want to wait if you want to get those, because those sell out too, and they are going to sell out much earlier than last year. So definitely if you want dinner service at the awards banquet, you want to make sure you do that. And following the awards banquet, we always have our cosplay contest. We like to have fun at Imaginarium. Yes, we have all the rich content of a major, like writing or film conference, but along with that, we have fun, and we like to let people relax and play a bit, as they say. And we have our 10th annual Imaginarium Convention Ball and Costume Contest. And it's going to be really fun. It kicks off with a fully judged costume contest, and then kind of goes right into our Imaginarium Convention Ball, which is hosted by DJ Keith Brockman, who's been with us since the beginning. Fantastic DJ of Sound Off is his company, and it's something that you do not have to come in costume to. You don't have to wear anything particular to, but just come and have fun at. But that has always been a bit of a highlight for me at the, and I've been known once in a while to get out the dance floor. It has happened. You got to look quick, because usually it's a very brief thing. Usually I'm out there for maybe 40 seconds. But if you, if you keep your eyes open, you just might even see me out on the dance floor. It's not a great sight, but it happens. But it is a fun event for everybody to attend, and the cosplay environment is going to be great. We have some great organizations coming, like the Western Kentucky Ghostbusters will be on hand this year, the Kentucky Browncoats, so those of you like Serenity and Firefly and all that, yes, they'll be there. The Airship Caduceus, of course, with Captain the great captain, of course, Jennifer Naran's going to be there. They are just fun. They're like a steampunk-themed cosplay group, and there will be others. But we do have a great cosplay, and it's growing, a great cosplay environment that's only getting better every year. And so you want to make sure you enjoy that and as well. And because all day we have all this content, we have film screenings, we have panels and workshops, the expo and stuff like that. At night, we have live entertainment, and that includes live music. We're going to have a full concert again on the Saturday night, or on the Friday night, I believe it's going to be this year. Saturday, we have the ball, and going to be great. Entertainment is going to be fantastic at Imaginarium. And so, and again, we encourage people to have fun. There'll be great room parties. Literary Underworld always hosts two on both Friday night and Saturday night. Per Bastet hosts a great one on Friday night. So, yeah, there's various folks hosting great room parties, very social environments, a lot of fun. And, our host hotels is absolutely great because located right close to everything you could need. And that gives you a little bit of overview, but you definitely want to go pick up your passes. We have single day and a full weekend passes. We have volunteering options. We have lots of things. Sponsorships. You'd like to be a sponsor of our 10th anniversary, invite you to do so, or individual patron. Those things help us immensely. But, yes, come see us at Imaginarium on our 10th anniversary. It's going to be a great year. And, today's was just a preview of where we're at now. There's going to be a whole lot added before July. So, yes, there will be a preview right before the event, but we wanted to give you kind of like a midpoint preview because there is a lot to look over. So thank you for listening, and thank you for checking out the show. And next week, of course, we're going to, God willing, we'll be back on our normal Wednesday night with a guest on the Star Chamber Show at 9 p.m. Eastern. Thanks a lot, folks. Have a great one, and catch us again soon.